The results of Super Tuesday are in, and Donald J. Trump won. A lot of states, all but four, up for grabs. Nationwide, that puts Trump closer to clinching the GOP nomination. But in Washington state, State Representative Matt Manweller, Republican of Ellensburg, told me he has yet to find an establishment member of the Republican Party here who supports Trump.
I went out to Roanoke, which is a conference of all of the political elites in the Republican Party, and we had a straw poll, and Donald Trump didn't come in the top 10. Okay, so that tells me that the political elites of the Republican Party do not support Donald Trump, at least in Washington state.
So what are you and other top Republicans doing about your feeling about Donald Trump?
Well, I think there's a misunderstanding that the Republican and Democratic Party are institutions that have control over their own nomination process. That might have been the case prior to the Chicago debacle in 1968, but post the McGovern reforms, we not only democratized the nomination process, but we also gave up control of it. And Trump and Sanders are a perfect example. You know, these are two men who do not have the support of the party elites, but who, through this process, will co-opt our brand names, get access to our donor list, our voter list, and we don't want them to have it. So we speak about political parties in this sense that they actually have some power like they did in the 1940s and 50s, and they simply don't in a post-McGovern world.
Big picture, though, that's a good thing, right? That's democracy.
Well, you know, I would say let's look to history and ask who did a better job picking presidents. You know, under the old system, we got Roosevelt, Lincoln, Wilson, Washington, Jefferson. Under the new system, we got Carter, Dukakis, you know. So, you know, maybe not.
Well, why do you think Donald Trump has so much support from Republican voters?
Well, I think that this is a little, you know, maybe obscure, but I think it comes down to the way we have changed American politics in the last few years, from going from debating people we disagree with to shaming and shunning people we disagree with. We used to engage people in debate. You bring your facts, I'll bring my facts. You bring your data, I'll bring my data. Now we have so Twitterized American politics that we don't debate with people, we just shame them. I disagree with you, I'll call you a racist, a sexist, a homophobe, and a bigot. I don't need to engage in any intellectual rigor. I'll just shame you, and then I'll make you go cry on Oprah and beg for forgiveness, or I'll make you go out on Twitter and apologize and promise to take a diversity and sensitivity training class. American people don't like to be shamed, and Donald Trump is the epitome of shameless. And so what he represents to these people who have been shamed is, hey, here's a guy who you cannot shame, and he will not back down, and I think that is appealing to some people.
But you don't think it's very appealing to Washington State Republicans. Why do you think Washington State Republicans would be much different from other Republicans across America?
Well, I don't think that we are. What I would say to you is Donald Trump has not won a single closed primary. So Donald Trump has not won one primary in which only Republicans can vote. The only primaries he's won is where other non-Republicans are allowed to vote in our primary system. What I want to see is how does Donald Trump do in these upcoming primaries in which only Republicans are allowed to vote, and I don't think he's going to do that well.
If Trump is at the top of the ticket for the Republicans in November, how will that affect other Republicans running for office throughout Washington state?
Well, it depends on what it does to turnout. If it mobilizes the Democratic base and depresses the Republicans, then it will hurt. If it depresses voter turnout across the board, because let's remember, Hillary Clinton's not that popular with the Democrats either. What if you end up with two candidates that are unpopular with their own party? Then I think it's a wash. Or what you'll see is local Republicans distancing themselves from the national ticket.
If Trump were to hurt Republicans down the ticket in Washington state, and you said you're not sure that that would be the case, how would that affect law in Washington? What policies do you worry about if Trump depresses Republican turnout in Washington?
Well, I mean, I guess I would be afraid that the old, you know, Democratic policies that have been put on hold for the last few years might reemerge. the reemergence of an income tax, increases in the B&O tax, reintroduction of the estate tax, you know, probably more power to the Department of Ecology and Labor and Industry, more rules, more regulations, all the things that we've spent the last 4 years trying to stop up here in Olympia.
If Donald Trump gets the Republican nomination, will you support him over, let's say, Hillary Clinton?
No, I just probably would stay neutral and not really engage in presidential politics for the first time since I was 18 years old.
You wouldn't vote? You'd tell other people not to vote?
Nope, I don't know if I'd do that. I'm a political science professor, and it just goes against my DNA to tell people not to vote. But I probably would just leave my presidential ballot blank and vote down the ticket. I can't vote for Hillary or Bernie Sanders. I don't believe they're qualified to be president, but I also don't believe that Donald Trump is. So I would just start with the Senate races and work my way down from there.
But to vote for neither is expressing no preference. So you would have no preference, in effect, between Trump and Clinton.
Well, at the end of the day, I love my country more than my party, and I have to look myself in the mirror every day, and I just could not in good conscience vote for either of those two choices.
And that is Ellensburg Republican State Representative Matt Manweller making the case against Donald Trump. Now, Manweller, you heard, said he doesn't know a single Republican establishment member in Washington who supports Trump. So, Doug Erickson, you're not a member of the establishment, I guess?
Well, I definitely am not a member of the elite. I'm a senator that represents good, hard-working, blue-collar workers up in northwest Washington.
This is Republican State Senator Doug Erickson of Whatcom County joining us live. Welcome, Senator.
You betcha.
What's your reaction to Republican Representative Manweller saying he won't vote for the Republican if it's Trump?
Well, I think that, you know, Donald Trump has an appeal that goes beyond Republicanism. I think that's what has a lot of these people that Matt referred to as elite being really concerned. Trump appeals to blue-collar working people. He appeals to conservative folks. And what's interesting is he's really building up that traditional Reagan coalition. So I think that Trump will do very well in Washington State and definitely outperform Mitt Romney or John McCain from past years.
Why are you supporting Donald Trump? What is it about him and his policies specifically that you like?
Well, I think what we need in America is somebody who's going to call it as it is. He's going to stand up for the working people of America.
How will he do that? Give me an example of standing up for the working people.
Well, I think that you will see a striking difference between the policies you would have with Donald Trump compared to a Hillary Clinton with regards to emphasizing manufacturing jobs here in America and bringing those jobs home again to the places where we need to have them. So that's what I think. You know, and Donald Trump wasn't my first choice. You know, I was a Scott Walker guy out of the gate. He stumbled early. And Trump wasn't really my second choice. But if I look at the candidates that are out there today, I think that Trump has the best opportunity to bring people together, build a stronger and larger coalition. And I think a lot of these Republican elites will come around at the end of the day.
This is Doug Erickson of Whatcom County, Republican State Senator. You're on the floor in Olympia right now?
Yep, we're working in Olympia.
Now, I want you to listen, if you will, to one young Republican voter we met. He told us this at a party caucus last month.
Anytime somebody is playing to the lowest common denominator about either be it race or be it religion, they think you're an idiot and they're playing you. And you look, that's exactly what he thinks you're stupid. He thinks a lot of Republicans are idiotic enough to actually believe that he believes what he's saying. I don't believe he believes what he's saying.
So, Senator Erickson, what about what Trump says that some people find offensive? Do you believe Trump means what he says?
Well, I think that there's no politician out there who I agree with everything that they say. You know, that's number one. But I think if you look at the direction that Donald Trump is talking about in terms of moving this country forward and making those tough decisions, we need to secure our borders. And that's resonating with people all across the country, Republicans and Democrats. We need to make sure that we have trade deals that emphasize manufacturing jobs here at home, and we don't simply export jobs to foreign countries. A lot of those messages are really resonating with the public. Now, do I wish I had maybe a different Republican candidate who was saying it slightly more eloquently, like a Ronald Reagan would have? Well, sure. But I think that the message he is delivering is one that people are responding to. And again, it cuts across party lines, and I think that makes a lot of Republicans nervous. But, you know, we still have a long time between now and when the nomination will be sewn up, and we'll have a lot more time to take a look at Trump to see if we believe what he's saying. And as a person who's been around politics for about 17 years now, you know, there are a lot of politicians who I have found not to be totally honest.
Well, besides being nice or not, polite or not, President Reagan didn't call for a ban on Muslim immigrants here. And do you believe that under President Trump, we would have a wall along our border that Mexico would pay for? Do you take Trump at his word?
Well, I believe there's a way to get that done. We definitely need the wall. I mean, even Hillary Clinton voted for the wall. And I'm going to have to wrap this one up here in just one second. I apologize. But I think, we would definitely be there. And I got to run right now. My apology, Bill.
Okay, he has to run to his job, which is he's on the floor there of the legislature in Olympia. That was Republican State Senator Doug Erickson joining us right after we heard from Republican Representative Matt Manweller. And they sure disagree. Matt Manweller said he's not for Donald Trump. In fact, he won't even vote for the Republican if Trump is the nominee. And you heard Doug Erickson there saying he may not be a member of the elite, but he's one of those Trump supporters.